Hello, Frank? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Frank, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good, too. So they sent your account over to me. I moved departments. I was your original salesperson.
Hey, what?
Yep.
Man, it's destiny.
Yes, it sure is. How have you been?
I've been good. Overall, I've not too many complaints.
Good.
But,
good.
You know, it's overall good. I mean, you know, sometimes it kind of slows down. Like, it's like mm-hmm. a gap of, you know, like, no call. But then, it'll just, I don't know when the gas kick in or I don't know what. But,
tweak it a little bit and it comes back up to life, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. What's that?
I said we tweak it a little bit and it comes back up to life.
Yeah, seems that way.
Yeah, we're here to work for you. I've been good. I've been real good. Yeah, everything's going really well. They moved me over to a different department. You know, I get bored doing the same thing over and over and over
again. Most definitely.
You gotta have a little challenge, a little excitement a little bit, you know, once in a while. Yeah, as long as they don't have me talking to the crazy people, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I thought they got you talking to me.
Yeah, well, I'm not cut out for customer service. There's a lot of people who are. I'm not one of them. I take it personally when they're angry.
Everybody has their nick.
You know?
No nick. Yeah, all right.
So what do you know about Google Guarantee?
Just what they kind of briefed me on, just a little bit, you know, not much. Just, I've seen it before. You know, the little badge thing.
Mm-hmm. So, it's at the very top of the page, and it's pay-per-qualified lead only. First and foremost, I see here, okay, so are you still doing the trees and the fences full-time?
I'm just really just doing trees now. I mean, I do some fences with some customers, but I'm not really pushing for that.
Okay.
Anymore.
Okay.
We could kind of take that off.
Okay. Well, there's specific categories for Google Guarantee. It's not available for every category and every area and every vertical. That's what they call, like, the services that you're offering. So they do have one. They have a tree service vertical, as well as the fencing pro vertical. So I pulled the cost up for both. But if you're not really doing the fencing, then I'll leave that one off.
Yeah.
Okay. So the way it works is there's a one-time application fee that's an upfront cost of $250. That goes to get the application processed and get the background check completely approved. So, you have license and insurance, right?
Yes.
EIN number?
My postal.
Okay, and you can pass a background check?
Yes.
Beautiful. So, from the time that we start the application, the maximum amount of time that it takes to get the Google Guarantee up and running is 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen it happen in as little as 4 days. It truly depends on how quickly you get the app back to us. The application itself is super easy. You're uploading the business documents. You're uploading your social security number, your driver's license, your information. Now, once it's approved, we contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. So this is the thing. Is the guarantee, what Google is actually guaranteeing, is they're guaranteeing to the general public that you are a quality service provider, that you, in fact, are top-notch. Okay, and that you've been tried and true. So if you ever click on any of those Google Guarantee ads and you were to specifically look at the guarantee on it, then what you're going to see is you're going to see that Google is backing your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Therefore, meaning that if the client was ever totally unhappy and you guys couldn't resolve it and they reached out to Google directly, Google would actually back you up and pay them out a $2,000 insurance. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so that's why Google goes through this vetting process to make sure that you are a quality provider. Okay? They want to make sure they're not just sending some wackadoodle out there knocking on people's doors, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's super, super important for you to know that. But what they're guaranteeing to you guys as the providers is quality leads. So we know what you've been through with HomeAdvisor, Angie, Thumbtack, all that gobbledygook. It's a nightmare. You pay for unqualified leads. There's no recompense, all the things. Okay, but jumping over to this, Google built this to trump those services. Specifically, so your lead cost does not fluctuate or go up, and you only pay for the qualified leads. So your leads are $37.33.
Okay.
Your minimum monthly budget on that is $487. So the way it works is like this. Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, we call you to set the minimum monthly budget. That is an upfront cost for 13 leads. It is the starting platform once you get Google Guarantee going. Now, the leads will come into you at approximately 3 leads a week. Frank, you have the ability to increase or decrease those as you see fit. Say you take on those first couple of leads, you and your crew completely knock them out, you want 5 more leads this week, we crank it up. If you take on those first couple of leads and now you're booked, we pause it completely. And wherever the package is paused at, say it's paused with a remaining budget of $383. That $383 continues to roll over until you unpause it. It is not an automatic charge, and it is not a monthly charge, and there is no way for it to come unpaused unless you call and unpause it yourself. Okay?
Okay.
So there's no accidental charges. Now, getting into what is actually considered a qualified lead, right? Because everyone has a different opinion on what a qualified lead actually is. But Google is very, very clear about it. So they actually have AI listening to each and every single Google Guarantee phone call that is coming in. Because unlike any other pay-per-lead service, these clients, they're reaching out to you directly. They've gone to Google. They've looked in the guaranteed section. They've chosen to work with you, and they're calling you directly. There's no middleman. We eliminate the middleman, okay? And it's a real-life human on the other end of the phone. It's not, hey, Frank, here's the number of a possible lead that we sent out to 5 other guys, and we hope you get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? That's not how it goes. These people are choosing you directly, okay? Additionally, because Google has the AI listening, if there was ever a situation where a call fell through the cracks, we have it all on record. We have access to the call recording. You have access to the call recording, as does Google, through your local Splash dashboard. Okay? So with that being said, we're going to talk about what qualifies a Google Guarantee qualified call. That is, A, if the client asks for estimate and you quote estimate over the phone, or B, if the client requests face-to-face appointment for estimate face-to-face and you set a face-to-face appointment. Therefore, if it is a sales or solicitation call, you are not charged. If it is a call somebody seeking employment with your company, you are not charged. If it happens to be a call of a robo-dialer, press one dialer, any type of scam or any of those sorts of calls, you're not charged. If it's somebody who's asking for a service that you don't provide, like say you don't provide stump grinding, and they call and that's the only thing they want is stump grinding, and you tell them, I don't offer that service, and it's not listed on your service profile as a service that you offer, you're not charged. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you were to take the job, even though it's not listed on your service profile, and you decide, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take that one, then you're charged for it. But if it's not listed on your profile and you decline the job, you're not charged. Additionally, if they're requesting service outside of your service radius that is not listed on your service profile, you are not charged. So you're only charged if they ask for estimate over the phone and you quote them, or if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Now, those are fair and qualified leads, if you ask me.
Okay. That sounds
it's fair, right?
Yeah.
Now, with this, say one did fall through the cracks for any reason whatsoever, all you got to do is call in and say, hey, flag this number. I need this call. I need to dispute this call. We go ahead and dispute it for you directly, and we take care of it. It's no big deal. We have our team with Google in the Google Guarantee platform, and we deal with the stuff accordingly. Absolutely no problem. In my personal opinion, it's like the cure for cancer as far as it goes, getting direct leads coming to you.
Yeah, I gotta believe that.
Yeah.
I had a question for you.
Sure.
I had a call from somebody that...
You're breaking up on me a little bit. Are you there?
I had a call from somebody that was trying to sell me on something that it wasn't really taking y'all's place, but it was something that I guess along with, you know, with Local Splash, but it was like they, you know, like on Google Maps that I showed like where the reviews were coming in, like people's neighborhoods and actual things. You know, it was something. And, you know, I had to sit down and they had to walk me through it, like, on the computer. Like, yeah, look, you know, your sales, you know, you've kind of been going down. It's this new Google thing that is not really driven anymore by keywords as much. And now it's more like, I don't know. I forgot how they worded it. I can't really explain it. But do you know anything about that?
What's the name of the company?
Man, I don't even remember.
Mm,
yeah. I kind of just kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you look like, somebody looks you up, and I guess they could see, say,
yeah.
Oh, look, somebody, they work right here in the neighborhood,
yeah.
Or something like that.
Well, anybody can see that because that's where your PIN is dropped, and it shows your city, state, and zip code, Frank. So it's really nothing new. They were just coming up at you a different way to try to poach you from us. So the thing about the Google Local Map is that it is intended for the local service provider in your local area, right? That's why they call it the local map. Now you are sitting pretty with 59 reviews in your specific area and where you're targeting, because you're targeting a nice quote, you know, tight radius. You're not targeting no crazy radius. I'm sitting here looking at exactly where you're targeting in the areas that you serve, and it shows me directly. Additionally, you do show right there on that map because of how you're ranking. Now, as far as it not being done by keywords, that's insanity. Everything is always going to be based on the keywords and the services that people are providing. Now, we also do the optimization, and we follow the Google algorithms in order to keep our clients' content fresh and things like that. But that's very interesting that they would call you and come at you that way to try to steal it away from you. And this is the other thing that I want to tell you is like, I've come across some guys, right? Like, I'll come across guys, you've been with us for over 2 years. And like I said, I was the original salesperson. So I remember going through with you and knowing you didn't have much. You didn't have much out there. There wasn't much going on for you. You know what I mean? So what's been built, we built this together, you and us, you know?
Yeah.
And additionally, what I want to say is people think sometimes they'll hear something like that, and then they'll hear, like, maybe they'll even hear a lower price tag, right? And people are singing a good song and dance. But what you want to remember, Frank, is you want to remember that if you were to leave us and go over somewhere else, I'm not saying that it won't be successful eventually, but if you think that things take a dip once in a while, things take a serious dip when you have been getting programming
from
one organization, and then you want to switch it up because they have to go with a completely different algorithm. If they were able to go with our algorithm, they'd be on our level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it was like $800 or $900 a month.
Woo! Well, I mean, I could charge that much.
Do
you want me just to charge? I could charge.
Nah.
I'll take a bonus.
I'm like, man.
Okay,
that's a big commitment.
That's a big chunk. Yeah. Were they going to give you any Google ads or anything like that for it? Or they just want to give you a local map?
No, it wasn't even about that. It was about, I don't even know how to explain it.
Mm.
I would have to do a lot of the work, mostly, which that's my thing, is I don't have time.
Yeah. You ain't got the time for all that. Yeah, they want you to do all this extra footwork, right?
Yeah, and upload. I said, well, hell, that's the whole thing. I ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that, my friend.
No. I said, that's why. I said, well, you know, and I told him, I said, well, before Local Splash, I went through a lot of different companies, you know, that remember the last company, we had to change my whole website because they hijacked my webpage. And they wouldn't give it back to me, you know, like, oh, you leave us, you know, like,
toodaloo,
that's crazy.
You know? Yeah, it is crazy. And they, you know, I'm glad that you're loyal to us and that you're letting us help you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and everything's worked out so good. And if you're going to make another step, because I see here everything that you have with us so far, because they did upgrade you on a couple of things. So they've given you an upgraded website. You still have those Google ads with us. You still have quite a few things going. And,
yeah.
You know, I think this would be a great addition to what you already have going on. And the best thing about it is that you're in complete control of it. So it's no automatic charges or anything like that, you know?
True.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready to jump on it yet. I kind of wanted more info and all that, but you know,
mm-hmm.
if anything else, if I do anything, what I would do is probably up my Google ads.
Hmm. Okay.
You know, a little bit.
Yeah. The thing about this is that that upfront cost is just the $250 application fee, and then you are able to take on only the qualified leads. I know with the Google ads, which they're great, don't get me wrong, but you still have to deal with some of the tire kickers and the looky-loos. This kind of puts you in that top position and eliminates that, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when they see you listed up there on the Google Guarantee, they see you listed in the local map, and they see you listed there in the Google Ads, then you're like seriously dominating. Plus, you can take over in other areas because of the way that the Google Guarantee lists. So the way it works is it allows you to pick the specific areas that you want to target.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
All right. Well, tell me how I can help you.
I'm gonna stay kind of like I am now for now.
Okay.
I got some things in some work. I just got some things by next week. I'll be in a better position to make those kind of moves.
Okay.
But right now, what kind of
with the application
equipment.
Fee? Okay.
Well, not just that, but just in general, feel I got a lot of. Logs in the fire right now. We're just talking about equipment. I got some apartment complexes. They take, they're net 30 something, so they got to wait. I'm waiting on payroll. I'm good. But I don't want to check pass on commit yet until I'm 100% comfortable with it. But it is, I want information on it. And now that I talk to you, I feel more comfortable, of course, talking to you because, we go back.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
So. That's always good.
So I'll send it all out via email to you, and then should I maybe follow up with you next week or what do you think?
Yeah, do that. Yeah, of course.
Okay. What day is best for you for follow up?
Probably by Thursday.
Thursday? Okay. All right. You got it. I'll speak with you next Thursday, and we'll give it a test drive. All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Talk to you soon, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.